The Census Bureau says average monthly earnings of a high school grad are nearly 10% higher than those of someone with a GED. And while a third of high school grads eventually earn a bachelor's degree, the GED number is 1 in 20. State GED Administrator Jennifer Foster says Illinois is effectively nudging GED students into expanding their education. That's done in part by offering GED classes in the context of vocational training.
At the end of that, if they need to stop out and go and get employment, they have those industry recognized credentials along with a basic certificate that could catapult them into the job world.
A change in the system this year means the GED is both more expensive and more difficult. Foster says that's led to a big drop in the number of people taking GED tests, but she says the numbers have begun recovering from just over 500 in January to 4,500 in May. I'm Brian Mackey.